أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا وقعت الواقعة ليس لوقعتها كاذبة خافضة رافعة إذا رجت الأرض رجا وبست الجبال بسا فكانت هباء منبثا وكنتم أزواجا ثلاثة صدق الله العظيم. Yesterday we discussed one very important fadila, one very important virtue of the recitation of the surah, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, at night. And that is, when a person recites it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep that person away from poverty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not afflict that person with poverty. One important note, and that is, the recitation must be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The niyat has to be correct. Secondly, the recitation should be to acquire the reward of the hereafter. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will automatically give us the reward in this world. We discussed the incident of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and the last part of it, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu had taught his family this, and we find in one hadith, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also saying that our recitation on the one hand, and the other is to teach our children the recitation of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. But together with that, one very important aspect, he was a Sahabi of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had full yaqeen that whatever the promise that was made on the tongue of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would certainly come to pass. Now these were the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their tawakkul, their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was far exceeding. And hence, he demonstrates this, that I do not need any kind of grant from the public treasury, neither for me nor for my daughters. I have absolutely no fear of my daughters being in a state of poverty or being impoverished. And this is the kind of yaqeen that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must also grant us. We must make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that yaqeen, that whatever the promises of Allah be, whatever the promise that Allah made on the tongue of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have firm yaqeen in this. Now coming into the surah itself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah and Allah says, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. Waqi'a in actual fact means an occurrence. So when the occurrence or the event takes place, what is this event about? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not describe in this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us about the actual event. Besides the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَا, that there is none that can belie the event that is going to take place. So this event, all the commentators have agreed, refers to the event of the day of Qiyamah. What is this event about? When we look throughout the Quran Kareem, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described Qiyamah in different words. And when we look at the words and the description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given about Qiyamah, then we will find 35 different descriptions, different expressions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses for this day of Qiyamah. Now if you look at some of them, right from the very, very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this day of Qiyamah. Allah says, Maliki yawm al-deen. Allah refers to it as the day of deen. What is deen? One deen is the deen that we follow, the religion that is also known as deen. Inna al-deen indallahi al-islam. One deen is to do things solely and only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ, that the dedication be only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here in the ayats of Qiyamah, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about it as the day of retribution, the day of recompense, the day of compensation. Depending on our a'mal, depending on how we have fared in this material world, that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will compensate us. So what is the waqi'ah there? What is the event over there? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that this day of Qiyamah is so eventful. The day of Qiyamah is so different from this material world. That day on the day of Qiyamah, when we stand in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will remove from us every form of ownership. We will not be owners of anything whatsoever. In other words, when we stand there in front of Allah, we will stand there absolutely unclothed, totally naked. We wouldn't have a single cotton that we will be able to place on our bodies, not even a thread of a piece of cotton that we will have, that we can place in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or we can place in our bodies. In other words, absolute no ownership whatsoever. All relationships will be cut off now. We will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last ayah of the Quran Kareem that was revealed to him, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَّا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. Then every soul will be given, every soul will be recompensed as it had earned in this material world. Then when we look at this word, again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives different descriptions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it as yawmul fasl, the day of decision. The decision, who is going to make the decision? That decision will be the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the free will to make our own decisions in this world. And one of the greatest decisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left upon us is the decision to be obedient to Allah or to be disobedient to Allah, to fulfill the commandments of Allah, to violate the commandments of Allah. Those decisions we have in this world, the decisions about our business, the decisions of how we are going to run our affairs, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves to us. But on the day of Qiyamah, there is only one being, but one being that will make the decision. And really what the decision is all about, the decision is about Allah's rahmah or Allah's azab. The decision is about Allah's mercy or Allah's punishment. That is why the ulama say that for the day of Qiyamah, make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah descends upon us. Allah ta'ala makes a decision via His rahmah, not via Allah's adal, not via Allah's justice. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala meets justice to us, then we are all doomed. Because we know the kind and the quality of our a'mal. So that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes this waqi'ah. If we take one other example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to the day of Qiyamah as Yawmul Azifa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has his expression in the Quran, Azifatil Azifa. That Azifa is the day of approach. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us, Azifatil Azifa, that the day of approach has already approached. In other words, it is like Qiyamah is already here. Each and every person, all of us included, you and I, if we can understand this expression of the Quran Kareem, that if every day, if we can say to ourselves, it is as though Qiyamah is already here, then it will start making a difference to our lives. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullah wal tanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to Qiyamah as tomorrow. In other words, just so close Qiyamah is to us, and hence in this way, in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to this word al-waqi'ah, refers to the day of Qiyamah. Sometimes Allah ta'ala refers to it as al-haqqah. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it as al-qari'ah, al-haqqah, the truth, the reality. It is going to take place, al-qari'ah, a very, very great calamity, that this whole world is going to be shaken up and this whole world is going to be destroyed. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ, that when the waqi'ah, the event that takes place, when it takes place, لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبًا, there is none that can refute it, there is none that can deny it, that a person comes out of his qabr and then he says that this is not Qiyamah, that will never ever happen. There is no one that can belie it, there is no one that can avert it, there is no one that can turn it away. That is all in the power and in the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the very, very beginning of the surah, Allah bari ta'ala is reminding us about this very, very important event that is going to take place. We have events in our lives and we make preparations for that event. Here is a very great event that is going to take place, and that event is of Hisab. That event is of our book of deeds. That event is of the scales of justice. That event is of the decision that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to take. And that event is going to be the eventual Jannah or Jahannam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the decision about. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala have His mercy upon us in this world. May Allah ta'ala shower His mercy upon us at the time of maut. May Allah ta'ala shower His mercy upon us on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the decision of Jannah and Najat for us and our families. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.